Some news now from the world of sports. And in Major League Baseball, when you look at the storybook career of David Ortiz, it's easy to ask, what hasn't he done? Well, thanks to a killjoy section of wall padding at the 420-foot marker of the triangle in Fenway Park, one answer is hit for the cycle. Big Papi had already singled, doubled, and homered in the Red Sox 5-2 win over the Cleveland Indians yesterday when he scorched a ball to the deepest part of Fenway Park, where it bounced on the dirt and hit the aforementioned padding just as Ortiz was pulling into second base. Had the ball stayed on the field, as it looked like it would, Papi would have rumbled into third base, having checked off yet another milestone accomplishment. But instead, the ball took a weird bounce off the padding and dropped into the stands for a ground rule double, and Big Papi had to stay at second base. Thanks, physics. But this, after all, is a minor complaint at best. The bottom line is the 40-year-old Ortiz is making the game look easy in his final year of play. He's blasting the ball all over the yard at home and on the road. He's hitting lefties as well as righties, and he's causing folks like his former manager, Terry Francona, who now manages the Indians, to say, as he did after yesterday's game, I wish he would have retired last year. And you know, it wasn't just Ortiz having all the fun at the Fens yesterday. Jackie Bradley Jr. kept the season's longest hitting streak going, now at 27 games after singling in the fifth inning. That is the longest hitting streak since 2014, when Nolan Arenado went 28 games for the Rockies. If JBJ can match that in his next game, he will also have tied Wade Boggs for the second longest hitting streak by a Red Sox player. And if he can do that, then we'll start talking about the little professor, but I don't want to get too far ahead. Rick Porcello picked up the win, his seventh of the season. The Red Sox have now won 10 of their last 14. It is so much fun watching the Red Sox these days that I'm only a little bit irritated by the New York Yankees having a five-game winning streak. The Yankees have clawed their way out of the AL East cellar in the process, beating the Oakland A's 5-4 yesterday to complete a four-game sweep in Oakland. Jacoby Ellsbury and Brian McCann homered for New York, and Michael Pineda got his first win on the mound in eight starts. The New York Mets also did some house cleaning, dusting off the Milwaukee Brewers with a 3-1 win at Citi Field for a three-game sweep yesterday. Noah Syndergaard just toyed with the Brew crew, striking out 11. Michael Conforto went yard, and his brutal Cabrera had the tie-breaking two-run single in the fourth for the Mets. To the NHL playoffs, and despite losing their starting goaltender and Vezina Trophy finalist earlier in the series, the Tampa Bay Lightning now find themselves just one win away from making it to the Stanley Cup Finals after a 4-3 overtime win against the Penguins in Pittsburgh last night. Tyler Johnson scored the game-winning goal when it caromed off his back just 53 seconds into the overtime and passed Marc-Andre Fleury for a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Fleury was in net, replacing rookie Matt Murray. He did not have an especially strong game, allowing the tying goal on a wraparound with just 3 minutes left in regulation to set up Johnson's game-winner in the OT. Nikita Kucherov had that goal, his second of the game, and his league-leading 11th of the postseason. He is just killing it for Tampa. But the real shocker of the night was in the NBA playoffs, where the Oklahoma City Thunder put the hammer down against the defending champion Golden State Warriors in a laugher, believe it or not, winning 133-105 in OKC last night to take a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Kevin Durant had 33 points, and Robin to his Batman Russell Westbrook added 30 as the Thunder ran away with this one and have draped more than just a shadow of a doubt over the expectation that Steph Curry and company would waltz their way back to the finals. The Middlebury women's lacrosse team has made it into the Final Four of the NCAA Division III regional tournament after beating fourth-ranked Gettysburg 13-9 yesterday. The Panthers are ranked fifth, but they're playing like a much higher seed, setting the program's single-season record for wins, 20 wins this year against just one loss, and they are no stranger to the Final Four, now making their 18th trip to the round. The match against Gettysburg was a tight affair until the end of the half when the Panthers went on a 7-goal run to put the game out of reach. Next up is a contest Saturday against Cortland. No major upsets in the first round of the French Open tennis tournament yesterday, but rain is hampering things at Roland Garros today, so the morning matches have been canceled. They'll try to get things underway this afternoon instead.